Podcast.
Are we saying podcast?
Welcome back. Welcome back to Fanboys and Filthy Casual. Back at you once again. As usual, this is Dennis.
This is Lewis.
This is Harold.
And that was Zoom.
What is this?
I thought that was Harold getting more turnips. I don't know. Is that a thing? Do turnips make a sound?
I know. It does, actually. But today we're I don't know. Who knows? Maybe Harold wants to talk about his turnip, because that was actually a pretty epic post that he did on Facebook. But today we're going to start off our whole episode with our favorite favorite part of the episode in the last couple of weeks. It is the poo-pourri. So Lewis, start us off. What is the poo-pourri for this week?
All right, so poo-pourri this week, again, poo-pourri is a part of our podcast where we share what we've been up to in the last few weeks. And for heaven's sakes, we've been at home for 3 months, going almost 3 months now, so we've had lots of time. So
has it been?
Thankfully, yeah, almost 3 months, I think. Yeah, it's May, right? I mean, I don't know.
We're two months down.
Yeah, and half. And
getting there.
Yeah, a couple of days into May already. So, for me, for my poopery, my contribution today is I picked up a game and I thankfully finished it. Jedi Fallen Order, one of the best reviewed games, not only by this podcast, by the other two dudes, Harold and Dennis, but on every other website as well. Like, it was well reviewed, super high ratings and rankings and all that good stuff. But to stay on brand, of course, the only reason that I picked up the game was because it was on sale during Star Wars Week, during May the 4th. So I picked it up, and dude, what an amazing game. What a great story from beginning to end. Highly recommended if any of the listeners haven't had a chance to play it yet, or haven't had a chance to go through it. It's good. It's not a console exclusive, so PlayStation, Xbox. Oh, never mind. You can't play it on the Switch, I don't think. But definitely a really solid, such a solid game. EA makes these great platformers, and this was not an exception. Not to mention, I really liked it. So the guys have mentioned it before in passing. I think you mentioned it in one of our podcasts when it came out, like freaking last Christmas. But it definitely holds up. I actually recommended it to some other friends. They had personally, it is back at full price at $60, even online. So yeah, kind of feeling good about picking it up when I did. It's funny because we just say that again.
How long did it take you to beat it? Like,
I took
4 days.
I a week. So I picked it up. Yeah, I think the 5th of May, or a couple of days after, Star Wars Day. And I finished it like just a couple of days ago. So yeah, less than a week, I was able to knock it out. I don't know about you guys, but this freaking quarantine has caused a little slight insomnia in my system. So I've been up till like 2, 3 o'clock in the morning not last few days, but every so often. So that's not helpful. But at least, like I mentioned, I was able to crank through the game. So I loved it. I loved it. If you're into Star Wars, for the listeners, if you're into Star Wars, a definite pickup. But if you're into like the peripheral Star Wars stuff, like if you watch Rebels, if you watch Clone Wars, if you watch all the other stuff, or even read the comic books that Marvel's been cranking out ever since Disney bought both properties, I feel like there's an extra sense of of pleasure out of this game. So highly recommended, even if you're a casual Star Wars fan or even a hardcore fan. Lots of nuggets, lots of great Easter eggs, lots of little great moments in the game. Highly recommended.
Are we going to talk about the finale? I mean, spoiler alert, but I think you can't really discuss and you can't really explain just how good this is until we kind of talk about the finale.
Absolutely, I agree. So if you haven't played the game and you don't want to hear what the big finale is, so spoilers in the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So the big bad at the end is a showdown with Darth freaking Vader. I loved it. I loved the surprise of it all, because if you see the game at Best Buy or any places where they still sell video games, his face is not on any of the promotional materials. It's not on the cover of the games. It's not on, I mean, unless you dig down into YouTube or, you know, you put it in your search. You know, it doesn't, thankfully the internet hasn't spoiled that for me. But yeah, so it's a big bad confrontation with, you know, the Sith Lord himself, Darth Vader. Amazing, amazing. Like, my son and I paused, like, I was, I had to like pause the game when I heard the breathing, the you know, the iconic breathing, and took a step back. I was like, oh my God, this is it.
Did you like second guess yourself? It was Vader or if it was you?
Yeah. Was it Vader or is it my headphones? Oh Lord, I was not streaming that day, so I was like, I actually thought the funny part is, like, unfortunately my TV has been acting weird lately, so I thought it was just the audio going out. I was like, no way, I'm a kid. So yeah, great finale. Like, it's, and the best part of it too is that it's not even, I mean, tell me guys, but it wasn't even a fight. Your hero or the character you play, Cal, all he can do is run away. You know, his one big move was to try to drop a piece of, like, you know, of huge, what do you call it, a column on Darth Vader, and homie just like flicks it away like a fly. So I love that finale. It got my heart pumping. And yeah, just like any other thing, like they've shown Vader in, like, all you can really do is try to survive. You can't fight him, you can't beat him, all you can hope for is to get away and survive. So love that ending. What did you guys, I mean, it's a few months older for you guys already, but what did you guys think about the finale or the game in general?
It was funny. When kind of exactly like you, the moment I realized what was happening is like, my heart started pumping. I was like, okay, this is it. But the funny part is, instead of running and turning tail, I decided I was going to try to fight Darth Vader. I died at least like 10 times until I finally realized, you know what? Maybe it's one of those things where I'm not going to be able to fight him.
Yeah.
I remember specifically the whole breathing thing, because I have, you know, the whole 7.1 headphones on when I'm playing my video games and stuff. And I was like, oh, maybe there's something wrong with my headset. And I was like taking it off, and I was like, no, that sounds like that the breathing is coming closer. And then I saw it. And then the funny thing is, you know how I am. The next day I was at work, I went on YouTube, and there's literally a reaction thing called Gamers React to Vader's Appearance in Fallen Order. So if you guys ever have the chance to, it's hilarious. Just not hilarious. You'll know exactly the feeling that they're feeling, because when you're watching them watch it, it's like, oh, the battle's over. That was a pretty good fight. You know, if we're being honest, if take into account that last battle is pretty damn hard. If you're not spamming buttons like I was telling Lewis not to do, just, you know, play smart and parry everything. And their reaction is just, it's priceless. Just, and then that's why I was saying, like, that's what we were telling Lewis before he, you know, started playing the game. You know, there's a couple of holy crap moments. That was one. The, you know, the other moment, you want to talk about that too?
Which one?
The flashback moment.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Great. Like, again, like, so good into, like, the story of Star Wars. But when we find a flashback when Order 60 was announced, ooh, my son and I had to like stop. Here's the funny part is, like, I know what Order 66 was. I think the three of us saw Revenge of the Sith together, but even he was a little bit confused. Like, what is Order 66? Like, dude, this is when the Jedi die. And that was so like heart-wrenching, but super exciting. So yeah, it's great to see, not great to see, great to see a bunch of Jedi die, but it's so, like, it's amazing how to see, like, how they integrated, like, that part of the movie or that part of the canon into the game, and just you being part of it. It's, video games are just great, dude. But yeah, so Order 66 goes down, and, you know, Cal's master, when he's only 11, 12, gets, like, sliced down in front of him, and he's handed his new saber, and it's just, woo, crazy good stuff. I cannot wait. And then thankfully, I guess, you know, a few weeks or a few days before yeah, May the 4th, they had actually announced that the sequel was coming. So pretty excited about that. Did you guys know about that or hear about that?
Yeah, I heard, and I thought to myself, man, that means Lewis won't get to play that game for another 3 years.
Nope. So this time next year, 2021, cannot wait for Lewis reviews, Jedi Fallen Order 2,
Electric Boogaloo. That'll be 2022 for you, because you have to wait until it becomes $35 again.
That's true. No, I have to wait for May 4th, 2021 for it to go on sale. I gotta say, I'm brand new. It's the only way I can justify it to my wife. Even actually, to be perfectly honest, I did buy Breath of the Wild on sale for only $45. But as long as I can just say it was on sale, babe, it's good. This is a steal. So anyway, enough about me. That's my poopery. What about you, fellas? What have you guys been up to in the last week or so?
I was telling you guys right before this episode. Because I've had a little bit extra money because I haven't been going out. I started checking out these Transformer toys. It's a new series called Transformers Earthrise. And the whole idea of it is that when I saw it, I noticed that they're really trying to go G1 on all of these figures. So you have Optimus Prime, you have Megatron, you have Starscream, you have all these characters, and they look like it came from, like, you know, it came from like the G1 show. So it looks like the G1 Transformers toys, except better. You know, and so I saw him and I started kind of like buying stuff. So I was able to check out Mirage. I was able to check out Jazz. And I was like, oh my God, they look exactly like the cartoon. And so I was walking down Target the other day, and you know me, I still like looking through the toys. And it just so happened I saw that they had Starscream there. And I was like, dude, I got to pick it up.
Nice.
And I have to tell you, it is the best Transformers toy I've seen in a while. Like, I recently got Optimus Prime. I thought that was pretty good. But this one looked like looks like Starscream from Generation 1, of course. But at the same time, the transformation of the toy into an airplane, it looks like the freaking airplane from the show. So I'm excited. I admittedly pre-ordered two more. Two more. I got one for my daughter, the Alita one figure, so that there's actually going to be like a female Transformers in my repertoire there. But also the one I've been telling Lewis and Harold about is they have a Optimus Prime Earthrise figure that looks badass, and I can't wait to pick that up. It's coming in August, and I'm hoping that that's going to ease myself. Back when I start going back to work, and that's going to be the toy that I'm going to be playing around while teaching.
Yeah, that the one picture you sent us of the Wheeljack one.
Uh-huh.
I was like, is that a toy or is that the cartoon? Because, like, no joke, like so when I purchase toys of series, details are like the most important thing, and the facial details that they had on the Wheeljack were literally like perfect lines, like animation lines.
Yeah.
And so it and I was amazed by it. So I was like, if they're going into that kind of detail for a secondary character like him, I can only imagine what they're going to be doing with the primary characters.
Yeah. And what's cool about it is that it really is, even though the quality is great, like I told you, the Starscream that I had, like half of it is actually die-cast metal. Like half of it is plastic, of course. But the quality, the build is really good. But what's cool about it, it's under $30. You know,
that was the part I was excited for.
Yeah, for a Transformers toy, that quality. I'm like, like I was telling the guys that, you know, one of the Transformers I drool over is that there's a Optimus Prime masterpiece class like toy, and it's like close to $500. You know, so this Earthrise thing, if anybody out there actually does or is interested in like toys and everything, it's a good purchase. It's considering the price and the quality of it, it's definitely a must buy.
Yeah, that's awesome, dude. That's really awesome. Yeah, the selection seems to be really good right now in Target, like you mentioned, and not to mention online too. So I guess you can pre-order a lot of the stuff still coming out. So, yeah, you're right. I do have a little bit more money since, you know, we're not eating out or going out to dinner or movies anymore. So might have to add that to my list. Thanks, Dan. Good looking out. H, how about you, dude?
I think you need to talk about your Animal Crossing obsession.
Yeah, it's a funny story.
Weekly updates.
Weekly updates.
From Harold's Island.
From my island known as the Goondocks, because
Wow.
Yes, yeah. Nice. Everybody, dude, can name their places. But so I'm... Goondocks.
I have to mute myself. Excuse me. Cool. It's cool that Harold gets to control his island and is a...
Sorry, man. Name.
But my island is controlled by my daughter, Moore's Island, and my daughter has officially stopped playing the game. My hybrid flower collection is amazing right now, but it's not my island, so I don't know. Go ahead, Harold.
Yeah, see, that's where I was a couple weeks ago, and I'm glad that Dennis put me in the right direction for this, because otherwise, I wouldn't have a fun story like I'm about to share. I think I talked about this last week, but I have another chat with some of my other friends, an Animal Crossing chat, because we give each other's updates on our turnip prices for the day. Because, you know, if you buy it, it's like this, they call it stock market, STAL, because you got to buy low and sell high. And generally, you buy, you know, turnips for around 80 to 100 bells per turnip. And then you try to flip the profit. And I downloaded, or I have the website, the turnip calculator website, which tells you what the probability of your prices going higher and whatnot is. And I saw that on my particular one, I had the chance of getting a really high, close to some of the highest pricing for turnips for a week. And I did. And it was like 537 bells per turnip. And just for fun, I was like, yeah, I'm going to post this and see who wants to come over. And my island went bananas. And here's the thing. This is, before you get the game, Lou, this is, and Dan, I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but this is what's going to happen, is when you get a visitor on the island, your game stops.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good pause of like 2 minutes of saying, oh, someone's arriving, and then it shows like the ticket, who's here, where they're coming from, what their name is, whatnot. That happens every time someone comes, and that happens every time someone goes. So imagine having 8 people on your island and me just trying to walk around, and it's literally like, so after a while, I just said, okay, I'm going to leave the island open, and I'm going to not even pay attention, and I'm just going to play Call of Duty. So I was literally just playing Call of Duty. I had no idea. People were trying to talk to me. And I was saying that it's funny because this is the first social, big social event I've been to in a long time. And I literally ignored. It's like I had a, you guys know this. It's like I had a party and then I left the party to do something else. And
so on brand, Harold.
Yes, super. And people ended up texting me like, hey, dude, I was trying to like give you stuff. And I was like, I'm in the middle of a game on COD. I'll talk to you later, man. Like, I got stuff to do. So, yeah, I started doing streaming for my COD game.
Nice.
So once in a while, I'll stream me getting angry and quitting games.
Yeah, I actually did get to catch your first or second stream on Twitch, right? You're on Twitch.
Yeah.
Harold's stream.
Yeah. Well, I can't get on his island, so I guess I'll just have to catch his stream. So, you know, beggars can't be choosers, I guess. But yeah, it seems like you're, you know, yeah, I have had the chance to play with H, a solid, super good player. I'm garbage, so I can't even survive like one freaking, you know, whatever the thing is where you try to fight other people. Anyway, yeah, post the link on our group I guess, and have everybody else follow Harold on Twitch.
Yeah, it's a basic Twitch. It's literally, there's no frills. It's just gameplay, and then me talking crap about how terrible I am. I literally talk down about myself every time I'm playing. I'm like, oh god, that was garbage.
So basically, the opposite of every Twitch streamer that.
Yeah.
But that's what makes him different.
Yeah, I'm super self-deprecating, and it's kind of it's pretty. Yeah.
Got it. What's your gulag record for now, H? If I may ask.
Actually, it's actually pretty good. Actually.
Oh, is it okay?
I am, like, probably 3-1. So every 3 wins to 1 loss. It depends on the day. Like, there was one day where I didn't lose at all, and there were probably like 18 gulags. And then there's just days where it's like I can't get, you know, myself out of my own way. So
yeah, when right before I stopped playing, I was I believe an amazing 0-7.
Yes. Hey, perfect. Great record, dude.
That's 100%. Just in the other way.
Exactly, dude.
You don't have to explain, you know, what the 100% means. Just say that you have a 100% record.
Yeah,
yeah. They don't know which way the wins and losses go, man.
They don't have a banner for that, do they?
Yeah, no. There's no COD points for sucking.
Damn, sorry, sucks.
Okay, so moving on. I think Harold kind of is controlling our episode today. Harold, you had an interesting idea, and there's a something, especially considering now that we are on a Zoom culture where everybody is pretty much doing, you know, not just podcasting like what we're doing right now, but I think NBC now is going to have like a Zoom based like a TV show. You know, what exactly did you want to talk about in terms of quarantine and these get-togethers that you're talking about?
It's actually something that we discussed a little bit earlier this week, and we did a few episodes ago. We did a complete episode dedicated to the show Scrubs, and right when that happened, for some reason, the domino started falling where one of their biggest fans created a PDF about the show, and then he was talking to Zach Braff and Donald Faison about it, and they were like, lo and behold, those two, the two main characters of Scrubs, decided to create their own podcast based on the show Scrubs.
Everybody has a podcast.
Yeah, everybody does. And they do it almost as good as us. But the premise of their podcast was they would get together and start discussing episodes. So every new episode of their podcast is an episode of the show. And at first it was just him. It was just Zach and Donald Faison. And then gradually they started inviting, you know, other cast members. So technically they are having little mini reunions for every show. And it was fantastic because you would have these great reunions, and then they would just reminisce about everything. So for me, that was like one of the big things where it's like one of the things in our conference culture was a reunion culture, where a lot of the shows that were big and nostalgic and everybody had been binging for the past couple of months, they were like, it's not so much taking advantage of the situation, but also but like helping it. So, you know, fulfilling other people's thirst for more. Like, so we talked about a couple weeks ago, they had a Parks and Rec semi-reunion, but a brand new episode. But it was basically a reunion. So I've been noticing that the actor Josh Gad had been doing something that I kind of always wanted to do, in that he got the reunions of some of the biggest movies of all, like, it's not biggest movies, but like some of the most fan friendly movies. And he was getting their cast together, and then he would sort of mediate it, but at the same time, just let them go at it. So the first one he ever did was Goonies. And, you know, like I just discussed earlier, the name of my island for Animal Crossing is the Goondocks. So obviously big fan of the Goonies here. And, that one was the one for me that set it off. So the other examples you guys have seen, what have been your favorites so far?
My favorite one, I guess it would be considered a reunion, but not as Nothing like Zach Braff's or Josh Gad's. Just recently, my wife kind of told me that Tony Shalhoub had like a video. And you know what I mean? I professed my love for Monk. Professed my love for the USA Network. And
his hour-long procedurals. Yeah. He loves his hour-long procedurals.
I was like, what are you talking about? And you know, for those people who don't know my obsession or maybe don't know Monk, Monk is about this guy who's OCD. And the one of the things that he was known for was this obsessive of cleanliness. So he would be washing, he would be wiping, he wouldn't touch anybody's hands, he wouldn't do anything. And it just so happens, like, oh my God, such a clever idea. But what was cool about it is kind of like Parks and Rec, it was partially a reunion. And what was cool was, you know, the first scene is you just have Monk, Tony Shalhoub dressed up as Monk, and he's watching a coronavirus update. And, you know, and so he starts going about his day. And it just so happened that what he does on a day-to-day basis is exactly what we are supposed to be doing. So one of the scenes, one of the ones I was dying is Monk is at a sink and he's washing his hands. And, you know, we're supposed to be doing like different songs like Happy Birthday and, you know, stuff like that. Well, Monk starts with 99 bottles of beer on the wall. Oh, jeez. Considering that you know where it's heading. And then all of a sudden, after like 98, he kind of stops, thinks about it again, and he goes back to 99. And you know, it's just like different scenes like that. And what was cool is that they not only did they get Tony Shalhoub, but they actually got like different characters, like the detective there, the police chief, the assistant, they're all there. And what was funny is this guy Stottlemyre, he's the boss, he's the police chief, or he's the, I forget what his title was, but he's in charge of the police precinct. He kind of turns to Monk and says, like, they're in a Zoom meeting, and he kind of goes and basically says, no, Monk, I hate to admit it, but you're right. You know, look at us. Everyone is afraid of germs. Nobody's touching anymore. And it's like, oh my God, it's such a clever, you know, a kind of clever thing to do. But what was interesting is, like I said, it was a 50-50. It turned out that Tony Shalhoub and his wife actually just recently contracted the COVID-19.
Wow.
And they both got over it. You know, and they were talking about how it was a rough few weeks, but, you know, of all the people, they were kind of saying of all people that, you know, that got it, it was Tony Shalhoub. And so it was a cool, you know, reunion / public message to those idiots out there right now that are saying, oh, you know, it's overblown, blah, 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 you know, but that's my favorite one so far.
Well, that's cool. So they turned, let's be honest, it's kind of a gimmick. They turned a gimmick into a PSA. So that's really cool. And it's totally in character from what I understand.
Yeah.
Don't kick me out of the podcast, but I have yet to see one episode or a full episode of Monk. But, you know, I'll make up for that since obviously we have plenty of time. Okay, for me, I think one of my favorite ones that came out is from the same one, the same channel that Harold mentioned, Josh Gad hosting these Zoom meetings. But this one that I liked was from for the one for Back to the Future. Harold actually, I think, posted it on our group as well on our Facebook page. It's just great seeing the cast of Back to the Future. Unfortunately, I guess George McFly, the first one, was not invited. Am I correct?
They're never going to invite Crispin Glover to anything.
Okay, H, you got to help me out because it reminds me of our conversation last week about the first Aunt Viv. Did he have a fight with someone? Or
yeah, he's basically a psychopath.
I know he's quirky or whatever the nice word of it saying is. I mean, he plays weirdos. Suing, he's kind of his thing.
Yeah, like remember him in Charlie's Angels? He's the psychopath.
Yeah, the psycho assassin, and then he played that Rat King guy.
Yeah, and Willard.
So yeah, well, thank you. That's this, it. Right?
And what happened with him is, they didn't want to bring him back because a lot of the cast was uncomfortable with him, and especially Leah Thompson, very uncomfortable.
Oh, really? Okay.
And then that's not good. So when they did part two, they used old stock footage of him, and then they had the older version was somewhat lookalike. So he was never in the thing. That's why even in part three, instead of Leah Thompson being with someone who looks like George, it was with someone that looks like Marty. So even worse for the whole complex, you know. Yeah.
That very subtle incest plot, subplot.
Also,
I never thought of it. Yeah. Damn, you're right.
Made it a lot weirder. You made it weird, Mom.
did you see the sequel that came out today, Lee?
No, I haven't had a chance. Oh, there's a sequel. Wow.
Yeah, okay. No, a sequel to Josh Gad's Zoom call.
Oh, no, I did not.
If you also didn't realize, there was another main character missing, who is the probably...
Oh, the first Jennifer, right?
No.
Who was... She's another one that I guess didn't get Marty, the
invite. No one's going to invite her either. But Marty, Doc, and then Lorraine, three main characters, and Jennifer, obviously. But then who was always the same antagonist?
Biff. Oh, Biff.
Yeah, Biff was not there.
Oh, that's right.
So there was a separate call where he calls in and he's like, "Hey, butthead." And he was like wearing a mask, so he was pretending that he was like somebody else. And then he's just like, "Yeah, everyone's wondering what happened to Biff. No one cares about anybody else." And then at the end, it's like, Josh Gad's like, "Are you Tom Wilson?" And he's like, "Yeah, that's me." But he's like still angry. It's pretty good. You guys can watch it later.
So, I can't wait.
I saw that, and I have to tell you, I chose not to click on it because the still image that they chose. And crap, what is his name? Marty McFly.
Michael J. Fox.
Michael J. Fox. Michael J. Fox, the still image that they chose was not a flattering image of Michael J. Fox.
He's not going to have flattering pictures anymore.
No, but it was like it looked like he, I don't know, what's a PC way of saying it? He looked rough.
Yeah.
And so I was like, yeah. I recently watched him in Scrubs, and even there you could kind of see that just the way he was talking and the way he was moving, it was you could already see the degeneration of it, and I kind of didn't feel comfortable seeing him that way. How was it? Like, was he okay? Like, was he talking?
Yeah, he was. He was pretty verbal. I mean, obviously they actually had a good amount of people on that video. So yeah, I think it was pretty, split up pretty equally for all the people that were there. There were some, obviously there were the actors, but they also had some writers, and I even had to hit up Harold because they invited JJ Abrams because he was a quote unquote super fan.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Wait, was he a producer or why is he on? Why is he on this call?" I was like, "No, he's a super fan." I'm like, "Call Harold."
Yeah, I'd have been there for sure.
He would have accepted that Zoom meeting so fast.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it was a pretty diverse crowd. But yeah, I don't think they dwelled on Michael J. too much, but just enough. Speaking of appearances, though, I don't know if it's a compliment or a knock, but. Doc Brown, Christopher Lloyd, he looks like he's been 80 for 40 decades. So I don't get it. It's like he got super old, stopped, and then he's looked the same ever since.
He just looks like Uncle Fester.
Continuously. Yeah. It's crazy to me. But Christopher Lloyd looks great. He's still sharp as a tack, so props to him. I'm looking at his Wikipedia right now. Homie is like 81, so great. Good for him. Like I said, he still looks like Doc Brown. The whole cast looks great. I mean, you mentioned Leah Thompson looks great. Elizabeth Shue also made a cameo. Mary Steenburgen, I was totally I had to take a step back. So she was in the Zoom too. And I had to ask my wife, like, where was she at again? And, yes, exactly. Thank you. She was Doc Brown's wife in Back to the Future 3. I'm like, oh, that's right. I totally forgot she was in that movie. But anyway, so yeah, great little video. Definitely worth 25 minutes.
One of the shows that I had been re-binging on Netflix was one of my favorite shows called Community.
Right.
And so they actually did a fundraiser as well, kind of like the Parks and Rec guys. But instead of doing an episode, they're doing a table read for a brand new episode that's coming out the same day that this podcast should be coming out. So the crazy thing, not the crazy thing, but the thing was, as long as they were all doing a table read together, they were like, hey, two of us host a podcast. Why don't we do a podcast with the whole group, including one of the founder or one of the creators of Rick and Morty, Dan Harmon. So they had the complete cast of Community minus the one who passed, who in the storyline passed away, which was Chevy Chase. So they did like a chat, and what everyone was still marveling at was that they were actually able to get Donald Glover to participate, because, you know, Donald Glover, Childish Gambino, super duper star.
Kind of a big deal now.
But the best part of that whole reunion thing is there's a part where Donald Glover goes, hey, you know what, guys, we should start a group chat. And then the rest of them go, is Donald not in the group chat?
and
the realization, that realization is hilarious. And then their response was, well, to be honest, we thought you were a little too busy and too popular to ever want to be in a group chat with the rest of us again. And it was so awkward, but that's what made it so, so good.
The other thing, and I know Harold already talked about it, but I kind of want to touch upon it. The reunion that I've been really enjoying and I've really been obsessing is the Fake Doctors, Real Friends, with Zach Braff and Faison.
Zach Braff.
because Faison. Point blank version. But man, dude, I forget who I was talking to, but when you see shows like that, you always kind of wish that the characters were like the way they are in the show. And it's always like, man, I wish their relationship was like that. And it's great listening to the podcast, because it pretty much is like it, dude. Like, they're talking to each other as if they're JD and Turk. And I've watched every single episode already. The John C. McGinley, Sari Chalky episodes, amazing. Like, you know, all those, just hearing like anecdotes, hearing them just talking to each other. They keep on saying, but I have to say, it seems kind of rare to have, you know, some people like a cast like actually like each other this much, where they're talking to each other, they're sharing stories, and it really is fun to the point where I kind of sometimes forget that, oh yeah, they're going to kind of talk about the episode too, because, like, you know, kind of like our podcasts where, you know, we spend like 25 minutes talk about nonsense, and then we talk about our main thing. That's kind of like what they do in the show, is that 25 minutes of it is just them shooting the breeze, and then somebody goes, oh yeah, crap, let's talk about the episode. And the first 25, first 30 minutes is just gold, just because they talk about themselves. It's that's my obsession right now. I've been telling myself, like, I told you guys in the morning, I wake up at 6:30, I pop in my headphones, and I go exercise, and that's the only thing I'm listening to. I'm just listening to the two of them just talk to each other. It's like, man, this is gold. Like,
nice.
What a great suggestion to anybody else who wants to go walking around and listen to a podcast with people with dulcet tones, as Dennis is.
Yeah. Although I am kind of worried, I have to tell you, every so often I look back, making sure that A, there's no like people in a car that's going to jump me for my or there won't be any dogs that is going to bite me, you know?
I mean, it happens. People get bit in the face all the time.
How many episodes have they covered, then? It sounds so they're doing it. They're going to cover every episode of the series. That's a lot. I mean, that's great, because that's a lot of content.
They started off, it was only like one episode, but I guess the response have gotten so big that they're doing 2 per week now.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay.
I think
they're
12 now, I think, or something like that, or 11. And it's been fun. Like, I think by the time this is over, I'm going to have rewatched Scrubs once again. And it's just wonderful for me.
With them in the commentary in your ear. It's like, oh, JD and Turk. Yeah, I kind of wish, like, so I know we brought up Fresh Prince last week, but speaking of best friends, like, I wonder if, like, Carlton and Will ever hang out, but I don't think they do, because otherwise Carlton wouldn't be trying to do so much.
You mean like the Poor State Farm commercials?
Yeah, exactly.
Or Food Network?
Or Food or being America's Funniest Home Videos.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, dude. Did you guys see that viral video, or not the viral video, but that show that John Krasinski has, is it called something
The Good News? Yeah, Some Good News.
Some Good News?
Yeah.
Did you see the last
one? No, I have not. What was it about?
He did an online wedding for somebody. So he was the officiant, and he married a couple.
Oh, wow.
And they're big Office fans. So he said, okay, here's your first dance. And then they did that viral video of, they had that Chris Brown video of people entering the church to that one song.
Okay.
And instead of, out of nowhere, all these screens popped up and it was the cast of The Office doing their bits.
Oh, that's cool, dude.
Their video. So you could see them crying and everything. And it's pretty spectacular. So,
It's cool, but at the same time, it's kind of unfair. Now all of a sudden, these like famous people are getting in the game, dude. It's what about us peons?
Yeah. The nice thing that I've noticed about a lot of these reunions is that they're doing it as fundraisers. Like they're helping out the less fortunate. A lot of going to food banks and people who lost their jobs.
That's cool.
And I remember one of the first ones that I saw was they did a reunion of the original members of The Wonders from That Thing You Do. And they had the 4 original members doing it. And then because he couldn't be there.
That missed out on Liv Tyler?
Yes, he was there.
He should just die.
But unfortunately, Tom Hanks is still recovering from Corona at the time. So instead they had his son, Colin Hanks, as his stand-in.
Yeah. Was Chad Hanks too busy? Come on,
Chad Hayes was a little busy.
Wait, was his brother doing his Woody impersonation or no?
Just like in the movies.
Oh man. Okay. Actually, quick question, dudes. Before I don't know if we're gonna change subjects yet, but what other show or movie would you guys want to see a reunion of? I'm just kind of curious now. I'll start personally. I'm a huge fan of the movies, so I would love to see like the Lord of the Rings cast come back and just, because I mean, Sean Astin's doing his thing with the Goonies. He showed up for Josh Gad's a video. I'd love to see what the rest of them are doing.
Elijah Wood's playing Animal Crossing.
That's true. If he could put the switch down, I'm sure he could do a video.
Dominic Monaghan is doing Wars on Stars, apparently.
Doing what?
Remember Dominic Monaghan was in...
Yeah. He's doing what?
Remember he was in... what's it called again?
He was in Skywalker? Oh my gosh, you're right. He was. That little bit role. Jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, JJ, you're not a Star Wars super fan. good.
No, I was gonna say. I know it would be incomplete, but I think it would be cool to actually see the Galaxy Quest people like join up.
Oh man,
so
good one. But no Alan Rickman.
I know. They wouldn't do it because of Alan Rickman. I think it'd just be cool to see like a reunion of sorts, even with what's it? Justin Long or whatever his name. I think Justin Long in that Zoom call.
maybe they don't let him into the room. Just
yeah, he got to stay online just like in the movie. I personally would love a Pulp Fiction reunion if they ever got a chance to do that. Just to have Travolta and Sam Jackson with Uma Thurman. I think that'd be great.
I'm trying to imagine John Travolta trying to navigate a Zoom.
You can't, though.
He'd be like...
No, you can't, though, because that would mean John Travolta would admit that there's a coronavirus. And
that's true.
Scientology says, nope. It's all a hoax. All in our head.
Oh, man. All right. So, you know, that's pretty good stuff, guys. I'm really looking forward to seeing some of these reunions that are coming up soon. And hopefully they stick to the quality that these past couple of ones have been at. So
we should do a fanboy is a filthy casual reunion, dude.
Like we're doing right now.
We never left.
we could reunite with the other members of our podcast who we haven't seen in a while too.
Dude, there you go.
Oh, that's true.
There you go.
Let's zoom in. Again. I know. We'll zoom in Earl and Kersha and the rest of the girls.
Yeah, we won't
let Lewis in. He'll stay in. The
we'll give him the wrong password.
It'll just pop up on a Monday. He's like, wait a second. Where did this come from?
It's just like that other episode. Sorry, Luke. Okay, so we're going to finish off this episode with a little bit of a game that I kind of developed for these guys. I don't know why it just came up. It came up in an episode a few months ago. But the game is called the Mandela Effect. And if you want to explain what the Mandela Effect is, Dan, feel free.
I don't know what it is, actually.
No. Mandela.
Now, real quick, to be honest with you, when I first heard the Mandela Effect, I really thought it was the fact that people thought that Nelson Mandela was God, you know.
Oh, he's Morgan Freeman.
I really thought that's what he meant, dude. And it turned out no. So Mandela Effect, because Lewis likes it when I mansplain everything. You know, the Mandela Effect.
I really do.
Mandela Effect is this phenomena, I guess you could say, where you know, where people have this distinct memory in their heads. You know, and it's not just it's for everything, but in our scenario here, it's like distinct memories of something that they saw, something that they witnessed, something that they watched, and in their head, it's like, you know, it's fact. But in truth, what we remember is actually completely different or slightly different. And so that the biggest example is that Mandela, who famous for in his struggles in Africa. When people ask, and I actually asked somebody just recently, just for fun, I asked somebody that we know, my wife, and she was like 80s and 90s, and they're like, nope, 2013, you know, and she was surprised about it. And so that's a perfect example of the Mandela Effect.
Okay, so we're gonna play a little game here. Do you guys want to use your own bell tones again?
Okay,
sure.
Then what's yours gonna be?
Mwah!
And Lou, yours is going to be?
Bing bong.
Okay. So it's easy. I'm just going to ask a question, and whoever is the first to answer it, you guys get points. No points will be, no score will be tallied. It's just for the hell of it.
Okay.
All right. Okay. But so we'll go with the easy one first. What does Darth Vader say to Luke in Empire Strikes Back?
Mwah!
Bing bong.
Then?
No, I am your father.
Yes. Why does everybody think it's Luke, I am your father?
So did I.
It's me, I'm everybody, because I was about to say that line. Damn it. And I just saw the movie too with my son. I hate myself.
And the way I know it is because somebody corrected me.
Is it really?
Yeah, somebody corrected me. Like, oh.
Okay, so there's going to be a lot of mansplaining in this whole episode then. Yes.
Okay. Did somebody actually you? actually.
And did they push up their glasses? Oh,
uh-huh. Actually.
When is the first instance that Kirk uses the line, "Beam me up, Scotty"?
Wow.
Moi.
Dennis?
I want to say Wrath of Khan. No. He never says it.
Ding, ding, ding. Captain Kirk has never said the lines, "Beam me up, Scotty."
Really? Okay, see, yeah, that's just crazy talk. William Shatner never told Scotty to be... Okay.
All right, let's follow that up with the next one.
This game is built on lies.
Well, technically...
This game is built on lies.
I think he actually does say it in Star Trek, with Chris Pine version.
I think he says, "Beam me up, Mr. Scott."
Okay.
Yeah, but it's such a thing that we all just say because you know we all—it's like a
thing.
So at the same time, how many times has the words "Damn it, Jim, I'm a doctor" been uttered on a television show?
Bing bong.
In the show Star Trek.
In the show, I'm gonna say zero, just because I think this is where we're
correct
going.
Correct as well.
Woo! I got one. But really? So what? When has it been said? Just never.
Yeah, I think that's the purpose of the game. Never.
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 Turns out never.
All right. Next one. What color is C-3PO?
Bing bong. C-3PO is blue. Gold and gold. And he had a red arm in Force Awakens, but that was
okay. That's some way.
Wah. Yeah. He has a different color leg.
That's correct.
Oh, when?
All the time.
Really? I never know. Stupid.
See, fun things that we learn from random stuff.
I don't look at the droid's legs.
Yeah, but automatically though, we all assume C-3PO is all gold.
Yeah, the carpets match the drapes, right?
Yeah, the carpet matches everything. Head to toe. Except for his leg.
I mean, the wallpaper's gotta go all the way down, right? Anyway. Sorry.
Okay. What are the last words of the song "We Are the Champions"?
My bing bong. I'm gonna say it's "My Friends."
What?
Den
of the World.
Both incorrect.
Oh,
the last lyrics of the song "We Are the Champions" is "We Are the Champions."
Got us there, then, Freddie Mercury.
And then it fades out.
And then dot dot dot.
Not of the world.
That's what I
did. That's what I was thinking too, dude. Is it really?
We are the champions.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I can kind of see it now. See that you can see. I mean, hear it now. See it.
Whatever. Okay.
You know what I mean?
What did Forrest's mom say about life?
Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Okay. Lou?
I was going to say bing bong, but that sounds word for word what I would have said.
Almost correct. Just one word off. Life was like a box of chocolates.
Oh, jeez. I thought the...
Why would she say was?
Exactly.
I thought the word was, "You idiot."
Mama says life was like what? Oh, there you go. I guess grammatically that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
Grammatically, it makes sense now. Okay.
All right. Spell Febreze.
Bing bong.
Lou.
F-A-B-R-E-Z-E-E.
Wah, wah.
Easy.
F-E and then B-R-E-Z-E.
Very good.
Oh, it's not. It's Febe.
You said Fabrizi.
Fabrizi.
Two E's at the end.
You didn't know Snoop Dogg bought the, you know, the franchise, dude.
Okay. So my tactic is I'm just going to let Lewis answer, and I'm just going
to... And then
gonna
you figure it out yourself. And
tweak it a little bit.
It's like, idiot, this is the right answer.
All right, this
I believe that's called the Family Feud move, but go ahead.
Okay. The what are the lyrics after the words hi-ho, hi-ho?
Bing bong.
Lou?
Off to work we go. Obviously, that's wrong.
What?
Then,
It's off to work we go?
Both incorrect.
If this is by one word, now I'm just being a jerk.
No, it's home from work we go.
Oh.
What? Hi-ho, hi-ho, home from work we... No.
Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's home from work we go.
Because
if you ever look at it, remember they start saying hi-ho when the day is over.
Oh, so they're not going to...
They're going home from work.
My mama said.
It's off to work was go.
Okay. Where do you find Excalibur in the movie The Sword in the Stone?
In the movie The Sword in the Stone?
What?
Yes.
With the Lady of the Lake.
Bing bong out of the rock?
Close.
Out of his ass. Damn, Arthur, what you doing? Where was the sword?
The movie's called The Sword in the Stone. He finds the sword in an anvil.
Damn it.
So you're right. In Disneyland. Okay, never mind.
Yeah,
you're right. I just realized that too. Toy. That thing in front of the carousel, everybody's... See, speaking of COVID, that's probably like a hotbed for germs already, you know?
That's like the least place I'm going to. Well, Disneyland in general. It's not happening for me.
I highly doubt they clean that thing after everybody tries to yank at the sword. Also that thing over there.
Imagine you're the cast member and that's your job.
Febreze the sword.
Hold on.
While we're here really quick, have you guys seen the video of how they opened a Disneyland Shanghai or Shanghai Disney?
No.
They opened a Disneyland?
Yeah, they had one. And then it recently opened earlier this week. So what they have now is everything is socially distant. Can't stand in one place for too long. There's signs that say, do not stand here. And there's literally people wiping down everything as soon as you touch it.
Wow.
As soon as someone moves from something, there's someone right behind you wiping it down. They take your temperature and everything going in. And So when you're watching a parade, you can't stand still at the parade.
Are you walking with the parade?
Slowly but surely, I believe.
You go the opposite way, the opposite direction as the parade. So it goes much faster, I guess.
Yeah.
Wow, I did not know that. That's crazy.
All right, let's just do two more real quick, for fun.
Let's go for it.
What does E.T. say to Elliot in the movie E.T.?
Bing bong. I think E.T. tells Elliot, E.T. in third person, like E.T. go home, like he's going home. E.T. go home. That's what he says.
Then
final answer.
My answer is, ouch.
Sadly, that's true as well. What's the line that we're supposed to believe? That he says.
E.T. phone home.
E.T. phone home, because that's the one AT&T always freaking put in the commercials.
Exactly. You know what he actually says?
What?
What is it?
E.T. home phone.
That's confusing.
Well, grammatically,
it's way off the charts.
He's all over the place.
And this is the last thing. Okay, I'm going to start with a sentence, and you tell me what the movie you think it's from. What if I told you?
Oh, what?
Uh-huh.
The Matrix.
Okay. Lou?
What if I told you? I'm going to go with the same year, but is that from Fight Club?
Dennis is almost right.
Oh, okay. I'm off. But always.
What if I told you that Morpheus says never says, what if I told you?
Oh, crap. Really? Oh, man. What is he saying then?
My brain is like trying to reconcile what you just said right now. Like, what?
I just saw a cat walk by just right now.
Did you see the woman wearing red? I programmed it.
It's an agent now. You're dead.
So yeah, those are just a few of the examples.
Oh, this is a fun little exercise. That's good. I wonder how many of our listeners would have actually gotten those right too, though.
Okay, let's do one more because I know one of our listeners might get this, but. Okay, name the TV show that starred Sarah Jessica Parker and Kim Cattrall on HBO.
I can see the dang thing.
Den?
Sex in the City?
Yeah. Okay. That's the same answer. Bing Bong, Sex in the City.
Sex and the City.
Oh! That's... they're not sexing the city.
Yes. Oh. It's alongside the city.
They're sexing with it.
The show's less productive now.
Yeah. It went outside of the city. You know what I'm saying?
So totally inaccurate.
Yeah. So those are some of the examples that I was able to look up. Some of the ones that I remembered on my own was the whole the Beat Me Up Scotty and We Are the Champions. Just the years passed, and I always thought those were super interesting to remember.
Oh, that's great, dude. That's a super fun exercise. Thanks for looking that up, dude.
Thank you guys for not doing research on that. So you're able to, like, just let yourselves have fun.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, Harold, thanks for that game. Really, really fun. And again, thanks for everybody who's been listening. The few but the proud of listeners to our podcast. We really do enjoy talking to you, and really enjoy sharing our thoughts with you. If you want to listen to all our older episodes, you can of course take a look at the twofanboysonecasualpod.podbean.com.
And on Facebook, you can find us, Two Fanboys and a Filthy Casual. Just pull. See, now I don't know, Harold. Is it Two Fanboys and a Filthy Casual, or Two Fanboys with a Filthy
it's
Casual?
It's actually Two Fanboys in a.
That's the Patreon.
We just cracked Lewis.
It's Two Fanboys was a casual.
No. Both incorrect. Two Fanboys in a Filthy Casual is a subscribers only
market, right? That is our OnlyFans.
That's a subscription based one.
That's only $50 a month.
Or in pesos, it's $1,000.
I'm glad we've established that Lewis is the Filthy Casual, because I know.
Why are we in me?
Jesus. He just takes it. That's it. That's the only
thing. And then as usual, me and Dennis do all the giving.
Yes. It's on brand. It's on brand, guys.
Oh, real quick, before we go, there's an episode, there's a show on Netflix called A Blown Away or something like that. The whole premise is, it's like Iron Chef, like one of those competitions, but it's like glass making.
Oh, I heard about that.
Blown away.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
One of the instruments that they use is actually called a glory hole. And so,
and a show called Blown Away.
At least once per episode, he's going to go, okay, I'm going to go in the glory hole. I'm going to go in the glory hole.
My God.
Thank you, Netflix.
Yeah, two fanboys, one casual Instagram. I got nothing for that.
Okay.
Podcast, well, anywhere you can find podcasts.
I don't know what's real anymore, man.
Even in Lewis's glory hole, you can find the podcast. Yeah.
It's just not a very big hole.
It's not much, but, you know.
I mean, you know, as long as we're welcome in there, we're good.
Yeah.
That is it for us today. I hope you enjoyed our episode. We'll see you again next Monday. As usual, this is Dennis.
This is Lewis.
And this is Harold.
This was Lewis?
In Lewis.
It's in Lewis.